Oh.
Hello, is Thelma Smith there?
This is she.
Hi, good afternoon. Well, I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I am not selling anything. I'm conducting a voluntary opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Just know your name was chosen at random, and your answers are confidential. So let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, thank you. And are you 21 or older and registered to vote?
Is what now? I can't hear you.
Yes, are you 21 years old or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much for your answer. And also, I know this is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I will vote.
Okay, thank you so much for your answer. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay, thank you. And just to make sure that we are representing everyone, may I have your, may I know your race?
Black, African, American.
Okay, thank you so much. And may I also know your age?
I'm 67.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, I'm going to a list of different issues. Some people say president focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important this issue is for you to have them focus on. So you can use a 10 for the ones that are important for you, a 5 if it's somewhat important, or a 0 if it's not important at all. You can use any number from 0 to 10, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So the first issue is fighting inflation and improving the economy. How would you rate this?
About a 3.
3. Thank you for your answer. What about protecting abortion and reproductive rights?
What would I rate it? Am I concerned about it? Meaning?
Yes. How? Remember that 10 if this is important for you, 5 if it's somewhat important, or 0 if it's not important at all. And you can use any number from 0 to 10.
Oh, it's important, 10.
Okay, thank you. And also, what about eliminating food deserts in our communities?
Eliminating what?
Eliminating food deserts in our communities.
I didn't understand. Eliminate, I can't. I heard eliminating, but I didn't hear any. What was after it?
Oh, of course.
Eliminating
food deserts in our communities.
Did you say food districts?
Yeah, no, food deserts or desserts.
I couldn't understand that one. I can't quite understand that one.
Okay, no worries. We can skip that one. And what about protecting Social Security and Medicare?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much for that answer. Okay, and now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for Black people?
Worse.
Okay, thank you for your answer. And do you believe that health outcomes in general in the African-American community are better, worse, or about the same as in white communities?
I would say worse.
Okay, thank you for your answer. Next one. Which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the African-American community? You can select up to 2. The first option is cigarettes, next opiates and fentanyl, also ketamine, ecstasy and other party drugs, heroin, cocaine, meth and crack, vaping, marijuana and other cannabis products, or alcohol.
I would say that, what was it, phentermine, whatever you call that.
And, okay. Mm-hmm.
Probably alcohol probably.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you so much for your answer. Also, I would like to ask your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with the smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction will improve health outcomes in the African American community?
I don't know really what to say about that. I really don't know the answer to that one.
Okay. Mm-hmm. No worries. This is just to the best of your knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And also, of course, your opinion.
Well, I know that tobacco is not good for anybody and that I feel like it is more harmful to me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So in this case, would you say you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I guess some would disagree, I guess. I got to kind of understand the question. Yeah.
Okay, no worries. Thank you so much for your answer. And now, the next one. Now I would like to ask you to rate your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. For each, tell me if you're very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not familiar at all with the product. So the first product is heat, not burn tobacco products.
I'm not familiar with it.
Okay, thank you. What about oral nicotine pouches?
I'm not familiar with that either.
Thank you. And the last product, e-cigarettes or vapes?
I'm not familiar with it.
Okay, thank you so much for your answer. Now, I would like to give you additional information about smoking today in America. As you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades, but about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains the leading cause for preventable death, accounting for nearly 500,000 American lives lost each year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths. And quitting is hard for adults who smoke. Actually, only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. Many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. So after hearing this, what would you say is the primary reason for these changes? I will read the options for you. The first one, cost of the smoking has gone up. The introduction of smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes to the market, more education and anti-tobacco advertising, or more government restrictions and bans?
Probably the cost for number one.
No, I'm sorry, you said the cost?
Cost, yeah.
Okay, yes, thank you so much for your answer. Now, I'm going to read two statements that some people have made about cigarette smoking. Please tell me which you agree with more. I will read the first statement right now. Statement A, the federal government should do more to meet people where they are and promote less harmful alternatives to smoking. We know that cigarettes are a major health risk and that people should quit. But that may not be immediately possible for the nearly 30 million American adults who still smoke. Smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives pose less health risk.
Hold on a minute, please. Hold on.
Yes.
Hello?
This is it. Okay. All problems. What about? What is it? Yeah. That's what I meant. We're home. That's all. No?
Yes.
Oh, okay, I'm done. Sorry, I had another call.
No worries. No worries. Thank you so much. Do you want me to read the answer again? I'm sorry, the statement again, or just from where I left?
From where you left.
Okay. Continue with the paragraph. Smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives pose less health risks to adults who smoke to those around them until they are willing or able to quit entirely. So that's the statement A. So now I'm going to read the statement B. The federal government cannot or should not promote anything related to nicotine or tobacco. Smoking rates have declined dramatically in the last few decades, and very few of us are still exposed to smoking in our daily lives. Vaping is not safer, and it has already become an epidemic that we will be dealing with for decades to come. So, which of the statements do you agree with more?
The second one. Promoting. Yeah.
Okay, would you say somewhat agree or strongly agree?
Yeah, somewhat agree. Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much for your answer. And would you say that vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes? Would you say much? I'm sorry?
I'm listening.
Okay, the options are much more harmful, somewhat more harmful, somewhat less harmful, or much less harmful.
I say somewhat.
Okay, somewhat more or somewhat less harmful, sorry.
I think it's somewhat more harmful than also.
Okay. Yes. Thank you so much. Now, I'm going to read some statements that people have made about smoking and the importance of smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives to cigarettes. Please read.
Can you tell me about how much longer this is going to take?
I'm sorry?
I want to know how much more longer is this going to take?
Yeah, no worries. Actually, this won't take us more than 5 or 10 minutes. We're past the half of the survey. So thank you so much for your time. So, and now I will ask you to rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10. When 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means that you somewhat agree, and 0 means that you do not agree with the statement at all. And you can use any number between 0 to 10. So the first statement says, let's be clear. When we talk about giving adults who smoke the choice to switch to less harmful alternatives, we are not saying they shouldn't quit. Quitting all tobacco and nicotine is the best choice for adults who currently smoke, and we should continue to educate everyone on the risk of tobacco use and support cessation efforts for people who still smoke. But not everyone is able to quit. And some people may just choose not to. That doesn't mean that we should leave them to die. We can encourage people to quit and still provide adults who smoke with less harmful alternatives until they do. How would you rate this statement from 0 to 10?
Yeah, about an 8.
You said an 8?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much. So next statement is, when someone is overdosing in opiates, their lives may be saved by using another drug like Naloxone or Narcan. This drug doesn't cure their addiction, but it saves their life. And we hear about obvious death every night on the news, but smoking kills 5 times as many people as opiates. But the FDA is choosing to ignore the science that shows there are less harmful alternatives that adults who smoke could be using. We should take the same approach with cigarettes that take with other drugs to get a lot more media coverage. From 0 to 10, how would you rate that one?
About a 7, maybe.
Okay. Thank you so much for your answer. And the last statement. Medical professionals who should have access to scientific information on smoke-free tobacco products that can save hundreds of thousands of lives have a responsibility to inform and educate their adult patients who smoke about smoke-free products. It's important for patients across all communities to have access to this type of information from trusted sources like doctors and nurses. How would you rate this statement?
Yeah, that's about a 9.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you so much. And sometimes over the course of the survey, people change their mind. And it's okay if you did not, but I would like to ask you again. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction, the public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with the smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products? Do you think it will improve the health outcomes in the African-American community? Would you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat, I guess.
Okay, somewhat agree or somewhat disagree, sorry.
Somewhat agree.
Okay, thank you so much. And in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? You can say only yes or no. The first product, cigars.
No.
Thank you. What about oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Thank you. What about cigarettes?
No.
Thank you. What about heat not burn tobacco products?
No.
Thank you. What about pipe tobacco?
No.
Thank you. What about smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
Nope.
Thank you. And the last product, e-cigarettes or vapes?
No.
Okay. Thank you. Now, switching gears a little bit, these last few questions are for statistical purposes only. We are just about to finish. What is the last year of the schooling that you have completed?
12. And some going to not college, but the
vocational certificate, maybe.
No. What is it? Besides college, you can go to can't think of what I'm trying to say, but I have some other than just high school.
No worries. Yes, I totally get it. Thank you so much. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Okay. Thank you. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay. Thank you. And which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Would you say wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Low income.
Okay. Thank you for your answer. And how would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
It's suburban. I think it's urban where we are.
Okay, thank you. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community?
No.
Okay, thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
A Democrat.
Okay, thank you. And would you say a strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
Not a strong one.
Okay, thank you so much. And in the 2020 presidential elections, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
When? Talking about 2020?
Yes.
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And as if the 2024 elections for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
I hadn't really decided.
Okay, no worries. Thank you so much. This actually concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation and your time, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.